Got a done gal over there and got that radio, but I'd started up to my, well, I'd started to take the trash to the landfill, and my left front wheel on my truck got to wobbling, and I had to turn around and ease it back home, and I ain't been able to get out there and jack that thing up, take that tire off. I think I've got a warped brake rotor. It's either that or the calipers come loose on it. And I couldn't do it yesterday. It's too wet to fool with it today, and I don't like to work on anything on Sunday anyway. But I'm going to try to get it going maybe tomorrow or Tuesday, and I'll give you a call and get over there and get that radio rolling. So with that, I'll say 7-3's on your final there. I ain't even right your call down. But K4OIM, I'll be clear on your final, Roland.
Don't worry about it. I don't care if you come in a year from now. It'll be here. It's yours. I don't want to die for it. Like, I gave the other radio I had, the Swan, and a guy called me today. He says he had it running, that he did something wrong. He started something bad with it, but he says he can take care of it. Well, I hope you find a solution to your problems, Walt. K1CJW, and good night. Hey, there's one thing I'd like to comment about before you leave. Why do people call out the other person's call letter so much? In my opinion, FCC only requires that you say your call. You do not put, I don't believe you have to say the other person's call at any time at all. You familiar with that?
I hear that myself. The only time I hear that is on 2 meters. I don't hear it on HF at all. But, no, I don't know why they do that.
And then I'll let you go. Is there any 6-meter repeaters around here?
Don't know. I can look in my repeater book. If I can't get to it now, it's packed up back here. But this FT950 I've got, it's got 6 meters on it. And I ordered a 6-meter dipole that I'm going to put up, and I'm going to find out if there's a 6-meter repeater around here. Right now, I don't know, Roland.
Well, I'm kind of new in the area. In fact, I was out of ham radio for about 20 years between moving to different places in Florida. My wife passed away quite a few years ago. I never did get back into it, so the reason that I went back into ham radio is so I can have something to do and keep track of what's going on. All right, well, I'm all clear. K1CJW is clear. Good night, Will.
Your book tomorrow, and I'll either give you a call or I'll relay it to you Tuesday night when I call the net, Roland. 7-3, good night.
Good night, Walt. K1CJW is clear.
K4OIM is clear. It's in and out, and a whole lot of white noise.
Yeah, 10-4, okay. Well, a couple adjustments for me. I appreciate the comeback, and I'm going to step out to the side and make these adjustments. The between 4 and 2 Green County. Gonna step up to the set.
4-0 I am, I'll be clear.